Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
There we are. I actually remembered 500 Yards of Foulness because I watched that last night.
Your favorite movie, right?
I had a mini Morgan Freeman marathon at the O'Mara household, watched Driving Miss Daisy. Mrs. O'Mara couldn't stay up for that, went to sleep. I paused it. We will finish up this evening. Mm-hmm. And then I watched the very beginning, actually the very ending portion of Shawshank Redemption.
Such a great film. I think it's probably great. Your favorite movie, isn't it?
Yeah. You too, you thick as thieves, yeah.
When he's working on that boat at the end, you're like, man, like the guy knows how to do everything.
I like to think the last thing that went through that warden's head before the bullet. It was terrific. All right, let's get to you boys because I'm lost. I have no idea. We're winding down. We're a week away from Christmas. What are we going to do? And I have no idea what to get you. I'm not like Rob. I'm not thoughtful enough where I would call Carrie and ask what something is that Rob would need or require.
I called your wife. She told me to kick rocks.
Yeah. And Carrie doesn't
answer
your
calls. I thought Rob called her. I didn't
know
you called. Did you call her?
I talked to her all the time.
What?
No. I did call
her.
She's
giving you the stink eye.
You don't answer your phone, so I have to contact her to let you know to turn on your phone.
All right. Can I explain why I don't answer my phone?
Yeah.
When we are doing the show, I put my phone on silent.
Yes.
And then I pick my phone up after the show, and I go about my day. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember to turn it back on. And I don't remember to turn it back on probably 6 days out of seven. I forget to do
that. This is the app that I asked Todd to design years ago. And now it's called Do Not Disturb.
Do Not Disturb.
You can actually set a timer.
No. Anyway, but I don't want to.
You know what?
I know you don't want to.
Tell Mike what to do.
That's right.
I don't want to set a timer. I want to turn things on and turn them off. So anyway.
And speaking of your wife, Mike, thank you for the love about the fruitcake online last night.
Oh, yeah. I had a funny post. Did you see my post on Facebook?
Said, look at this. Yeah.
Said Mrs. O'Mara was doing her best impression of Meg Ryan in the diner scene of When Harry Met Sally when she tasted that fruitcake. And I may have been allowed, even with my depleted colonic situation, to have a sample of Mr. Spiewak's fruitcake.
Nothing in that fruitcake that's bad for your gastro system.
I withhold critiquing until after the holidays, but let me offer this regarding Mr. Spiewak's fruitcake. Okay, this year in particular, the word I would say, the phrase I would use, melt in your mouth.
Wow.
Nice.
They have a candy quality, a melt in your mouth quality that they've never had before.
It's because they're uncooked.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Rob.
Put it in your mouth.
The fruitcakes.
Can people still write in letters?
Absolutely. There's a promo coming up.
Good.
With all the details.
Just wanted to confirm.
Just stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for details.
Run out.
Check your local listings.
All right.
I send an electronic mail.
Rob, keeping it under $25.
Yes.
What is something that you are really, really excited about for Christmas this year?
You know what? You will like this. I love my favorite thing right now.
Let me get a pen.
No, you don't need a pen for this. You don't even need a pen for this. Right. I love shopping vinyl on Amazon.com.
I'm not getting you a gift card.
You're not?
No.
Why not?
It's not personal.
All right, then, Mike, pick out an album
That's a
for
punt.
Me.
That's a punt like getting a gift. That's a lazy punt that he just did right there.
It is.
And I'm asking him for his own person what he wants.
All right.
And he said, give me a gift certificate.
Then I want you to go onto Amazon.com and pick out a vinyl LP for me, one that you think I will like.
Oh, I like that.
Because there is one of the rare pleasures. One of the rare pleasures that's left anymore is getting a brand new album, taking off the plastic.
Where would I find those, Rob?
Oh, well, what you do is you go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the button marked Amazon. There's actually a search thing there that says vinyl and CDs, and you can search
you
vinyl.
You have to be careful because he has most of these. But what's great about it is if you really think about it, you could surprise them with something special.
There's been a great vinyl resurgence this past year. Yeah.
What do you
lot
think the odds? If I really try, I wonder what my odds are.
Anything
I won't
after 1970, you're in the clear.
Yeah, and I don't want anything by Jay-Z. and I don't want anything from Pitbull. But other than that, I'm pretty wide open. It's I love playing
records. I'll get
you
multiples.
That's very cool. I will
I like
love
that.
It.
That'll be fun. I'll do that this afternoon. That's great. That's a home run.
You
I
see,
really like
I went
a
from a punt to a home run. Yeah,
good well, the, punt, the Amazon gift card is about as punty can be.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm just going on how in the past you've liked to shop. Yeah. I'm trying to make it easy.
Yeah, you
well,
like
no, I think cash is better than a gift card.
It's not the same.
And you really can't mail cash. Yeah.
Would you rather get cash or rather get a gift card? I'd rather get cash.
Depends on where the gift
card
is.
I'd rather
get,
you know what, a nice note that's written from the heart.
No, now see, there's
that
a particular.
That man is lying! He's
as
lying!
Carla will, as, a nice note. What a dick. Carla will tell you that I have a particular store where a gift card would be good for me this year. Something that I would be very happy to
receive.
I think
she told me, and I'll just
I
have
mean,
to
really
file it
happy,
away.
Okay? Wink, wink. But it's too late now because we're doing the other thing.
But, yeah, but she was unspecific as to what pharmacy you use.
Those copays don't go so far.
Hey, I got you a copay gift card.
You know it's great when the call from the doctor's office said you can't pick it up at your regular pharmacy because they don't compound medications.
Ooh.
Hey, everybody. Hi, how are you?
What does it mean to compound medication?
It means there's some... You know, Dr. Frankenstein in the back of the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's pulling a Mr. Gower, you know, and you know, it's where Mr. O'Mara's capsule.
You've got to get these capsules over to Mr. O'Mara.
Mr. Gower, that's poison. Don't put that in Mr. O'Mara's capsules, Mr. Gower.
You hit my sore ear.
Look for the pharmacy with a lightning rod.
All right, next in line is Oscar Santana. Oscar, what do you
Let me think about this. Well, a golf tour bag would be something that I'm really into.
A-hole. A-hole.
You know...
Hey, let's play a guessing game. Can I guess what Oscar wants?
Please.
How about a really, really tiny jacket?
Oh, you know what? Another tiny jacket.
No, you know, I've done that before. Everybody knows that I would do that. I would go to Babies R Us, and I would take the jackets off the mannequins and put them in a box and send them to you. That's not what I'm planning to do.
What's great, Oscar's the only person that if you buy clothes for Christmas, you can actually mail them in a legal size envelope.
Don't be jealous. I'll say this.
Yeah, we are.
You know, it's strange, but I was thinking about this the other day, and my sister was asking me what I wanted for Christmas as well. If you, and this is, it's weird, but I don't know. If you took the time to actually go online and donate the money you would have spent on my gift to Wounded Warriors and then send me a screen cap of that, I would appreciate that. That would be huge. That would go so much further than I could ever think. That is hilarious.
You know, you really should. There's a picture that someone put on Mike's page of some foreign preacher from another land. And it looks so much like Oscar. Oscar, I wish at this moment you would go capture that photo and make it your Facebook cover page. Because I think
that's
formatted.
Not doing well for a podcast, for a radio podcast.
Hey,
people are going to
watch it on Ustream.
Oscar, I was looking up that when you were talking, and I completely didn't listen to what you wanted for Christmas.
He wants you to make a charitable donation in his name, but he wants a screen cap to know that you actually
did
it.
You actually did it. Yes.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
That didn't work. It takes 2 seconds.
That's a tremendous amount of work.
No, it's not.
But, I mean, you don't get any satisfaction from doing that, you know, giving to a charity.
You see, here's what I know about Mike O'Mara. Mike
Did anybody
likes...
hear that? Isolate that.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to save you by moving on. Here's what I know about Mike. He prefers, when he is a gift giver, he prefers, even if he gives a gift certificate or cash, he likes you to have an opener. He wants you to have
something
tangible that you can hold in your hand and you know, make it be a gift. Am I right, Mike? It's the generous spirit in you. You want to see the smile on a little Bolivian boy's face.
I'm really into wireless headphones, Mike. The cheapest kind they have out there.
Really?
Yes.
Now, like a Bluetooth deal?
Yeah. I think there's so many. There's different ones you can pick from. They're they're everywhere now.
Can you get them from Beats, the Dr. Dre?
Yeah, you can get them. You can get them right on Amazon.
Sure. I'm not buying them Beats.
Why
not?
You don't like root crops?
No, I'm not a fan of Dr. Dre.
Why?
No. Huh?
You're against his message from his music?
No, I don't like rap.
You don't like rap?
I don't like rap music.
He doesn't care for the hip-hop music.
I don't like that rap music.
But
that
do you like rap music. Singers? I mean, it's not just the music, right? Or do you not like the rap
I'm
singers?
I'm a fan of... I like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, she's very good. She does menage to look stunning.
Do you want the kind that hook behind your ear?
That would work as well. But you don't... Mike, again...
Beats by Dr. Dre.
Anything works.
Why are they this expensive?
Well, that's why I didn't say Beats.
That's
really
exactly why I said it.
Oh, here we go. Skull candy. That's
I'll
better.
Take that.
Oh, skull candy is excellent. Yeah. Hey, but not a good gift for a diabetic.
Boom, bam.
Oh, Sony. Good too. Well, wait a minute, Oscar. Those are the kind that like hook up to the TV, right?
Oh, like Bob Hope headphones?
You want Bluetooth headphones, correct?
I would imagine, yeah. That's the way it would go. But anything is good.
J-Bird?
That works as well. Now, what about the J-Birds
Plantronics?
They work as
Emerson?
Well.
Emerson?
Who knows? Whatever
Kirkland?
You've got.
Koss is... Don't you use to wear Koss? Yeah.
Just donate to Wounded Warriors.
Make sure they don't cost too much.
You know what? This is Oscar on the radio. This is not... I don't want to donate... I want the greedy Oscar. I don't want the donate to Wounded Warriors Oscar. Oh.
All right. You know what? Here's... I'll do an Oscar
I think
answer.
If we were going to really do something, we would actually take up a collection to get Oscar airfare to go over to Afghanistan to entertain the
Yeah, team. I agree. USO, him standing up there with a golf club.
I think Rob Mayer may be doing that.
Let's do... Hey, Mike, let me try to out Oscar. Can I answer again? Ask me what I want for Christmas, and I'll give an Oscar answer. Okay.
What do you want for Christmas, Oscar?
It's amazing. All I want, Mike, is for you to take the money and effort that you would take in getting me, Oscar Santana, a gift, and make sure you take care of yourself.
Ah,
there you go. Now that I do. Yes. And then if he had said that instead of that whole charity thing, I would have gone fine. Thank you.
EMOS Classic.
This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Now let's move on to someone who might be the most needy of all of us, but
yes.
You'd never know it because he'd never volunteer it.
No.
But, you know, and now this is the long setup for him, because I know now he knows I'm coming to him and he knows to start thinking. So I give him a lot of slow lead up.
So who are you referring to, Mike?
I'm talking about Matthew Ponyboy Blue.
Me?
Boy, it's been a long time. Boy, has it been a long time, huh?
My pony.
Was that five?
Just four, because everyone's busy for the holidays.
Yes, all that exciting music for Ponyboy when he only needs his theme, you know?
That's my theme?
No,
that's not his theme.
What's Pony's theme?
Pony's theme? You mean
Rob,
like...
are you playing music?
I am, but I didn't. I was going to kill it as soon as yours came up.
Yeah, okay, let me do that. Let me, hold on, let me get your music ready.
Yeah. What is Pony's theme?
You mean the
this
theme
is
of
Pony's
his life?
Theme right here. Here we go. Let's
okay.
Oh.
Oh, I don't like that one as much.
Oh.
It's sad.
Well, you're
sad.
Yes,
it is.
I'm not sad.
You are sad.
Well, maybe a little.
Oh, no.
You're off on another gin-soaked jag.
Pony.
Yes, Mike.
What do you want for Christmas?
Yes, Mike.
Yes, Papa.
What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, Pony.
Well, you know, the love of friends and family is all I really need.
Boom.
Oh, that is so sweet.
And maybe a nice...
Oh,
wow.
God!
Wow.
Gross.
Well, that, you know, I could actually have Oscar arrange that for you.
I appreciate him finding the one thing that I can't find on Amazon, and God knows I've looked.
Are there
every
material...
category?
That's a stunning answer, by the way, that he came up with.
Hey, man, for a single man like you, is it weird during the holidays? Do you want somebody around?
It would be nice. It would be nice, and it is weird.
What'd you get in Miracle?
I got her what I get her every day, which is her weird chicken and yogurt blend food, and then we sit and we watch TV alone.
But wouldn't it be nice to have a special someone in your life that you could shower with gifts and other things?
Oh, let me ask you about absolutely. That neighbor. Let me ask you about that neighbor of yours.
No longer a neighbor, though. Moved. They've moved.
It got real weird.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Real weird.
Yeah. I saw them
last night. Wait a second. When did I miss this? One of my many hospital stays? Is that what it was?
Possibly, yeah. I moved a couple months ago.
I thought you moved into a hostel or something.
No, I moved to a nice apartment complex.
Oh, I see.
Matthew Bloom moved into a new hostel called Eastern European Towers. That's where everybody gets their own leather apron when they move in and goggles.
Did you get your crust of bread?
It's fantastic. Everybody gets a goggles, a leather apron, and a wireless power drill, which is lots of fun. So you moved, Pony?
I did. I moved about a mile from my old neighbors, and I hung out with them last night. So,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
See, okay, so you're still in contact with them. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it might be nice if, you know, they've been close to you for a long, long time.
Hey, you guys ever
she must be aware of the fact. Has she ever tried to fix you up?
Not really, but they don't know a lot of single girls.
Yeah, they don't want to share.
Yeah. No.
When you were at their house, was there mistletoe?
There was not.
Oh
man. Hey, is there ever a point where like you guys are so drunk because that's all you guys do when you hang out?
There you go.
Like, you know, this is new. We're all young and hip.
And we're all here together. Yeah. It's that time of year.
It's a new world, really. I mean, newer than when I was in my 30s, you know?
Yeah. No regrets.
Little,
the only
one. Action?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that has never happened. I'm
has
sorry,
she
Oscar.
Ever been has she ever been around you when he wasn't around there and gotten a little sloppy?
Definitely not. That would be really uncomfortable.
Has there ever been a night when he was the first to pass out?
Yeah.
He's a lightweight, isn't he? He's a skinny guy like you, right?
Yeah, I would say so. We have a good tolerance for skinny guys, but we still don't have a very good tolerance, I guess.
Is there ever a night where you pass out in his arms?
Occasionally.
Has she ever served you a cheese platter while wearing a really loose top?
Ah, yeah. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Does and apples.
Does he own a patchwork robe?
No. No, you know, I think we're asking too much here. We were really asking if Pony in his desperation would say, you know, because I'm so lonely. Pony, what are you making any effort at all, or have you completely said, I'm giving up. I'm not even
Maybe
trying.
Maybe you're being too picky. Maybe you got to go hogging.
Ew. I'll pencil that in for the spring, but right now
really,
I'm,
did he just
I'm
say
dealing...
ew? Ew, yeah, like a sixth
hogging.
Grader girl?
Yeah. Hogging.
Yeah.
Hogging.
Yeah, go hogging.
What is hogging exactly?
Oh, you know what hogging is. Come on now. I'm 55, and I know what hogging is.
Yeah, that's why I say you.
Trolling, you know, whatever you want.
You know.
You know, I haven't. I haven't. The only trolling I could
you don't know what hogging
is.
He knows. You don't know that going out on a Friday or Saturday night and knowing the right place to go where they're probably playing the electric slide.
Meat markets.
You don't know what it is where all the girls are dancing together for the love of God. Come on, Pony.
Yeah, you don't even need to show up till quarter after 12.
And you got to look for the lonely one that like splits away from the herd. And then you got to, like the lion, you got to pounce
herd.
On her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Corner
this
her
is the same conversation
lot.
We've had for 4 years, and it's not going to work, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Pony, what anything materially that you want for Christmas?
You know, I'm really just looking at things that'll help me with work and with life around
guy.
The house, you know?
Look at this guy.
Books and...
books.
Or maybe a pistol with one bullet.
Yes.
All right, good talking to you. As usual, it was a real slice of heaven. We'll catch you in another 3 years. Thank you, Pony.
You're welcome.
TMOS Classic.
A lawyer representing Sony Pictures Entertainment is warning news organizations not to publish details of company files leaked by hackers in one of the largest digital breaches ever against an American company. The Sony materials include studio financial records, employment files, and what already has been revealed is salacious gossip by Hollywood executives about President Barack Obama and some of the industry's big stars and upcoming films. Attorney David Boies, he's a famous guy. I've seen him before. He's a prominent lawyer hired by the company. He demanded Sunday that Sony's stolen information publicly available on the internet by the gigabytes should be returned or destroyed immediately because it contains privileged private information. Boies says the studio could sue for damages or financial losses related to Sony's intellectual property or trade secrets. I don't care how big a powerful attorney this is. No, they can't. They don't have a legal leg to stand on. They don't.
Well, it's out there. It's out there. They can't get it back.
It's out there. There are too many people that have it. It's, you know, that's the whole problem with this, you know?
So when someone steals a movie, you can go after them and say, hey, this is our property. Is it encouraging these animals that go out there and do this to continue doing it?
But there's two issues at play here. It's responsibility versus legality.
True.
So I don't think they have a leg to stand on. Now, it's not just emails and stuff. Did you hear the teleconference, the MP3 that was released? Oh, this is great. You got to hear this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you bastard.
Nine days left for Christmas.
Hi there. It's getting late. It's getting late.
Yeah.
You better hurry and finish your Christmas shopping. Only 9 days left.
That was one of his best reads.
You better hurry and finish your Christmas shopping. 9 days left to my cigarette. Anyway, you were faking that.
Yeah, there's no audio.
John Gruden has agreed to a contract extension with ESPN through the 2021 NFL season. ESPN announced the deal Monday night. There are a lot of people that love Gruden, a lot of people that hate him. I believe that contract will last longer than his brother's as head coach of the Washington Redskins.
So. check the news right now.
He got re-upped, though. At least he's there for another year.
Okay, that's good.
That was five.
That's true. Very interesting. The CIA has lost what could have been a very important and effective advanced interrogation technique because Mama June from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo has refused to offer to do a porno with Sugar Bear.
Oh.
Yes. She says, quote, I have more respect for myself and my kids and my family. It ain't happening, not even for $1 zillion.
Oh, man. Mm. Was that the number that was on the table?
Yeah. $1 zillion.
Another 6 months.
Mama June! The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced next year's 6 inductees last night. Check them out and feel free to comment as you will.
All right.
Number 6 is the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Are you familiar with them, Rob?
Yeah, very influential, and I believe Clapton played with them when he was young, they were very key in the blues movement of the 1960s.
Cool. Number 5 is Bill Withers.
You love him. Because
Lean on me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Great voice.
Just the two of us. He does that. Number 4, one of mine, my faves, and a lady I had the pleasure of meeting, Joan Jett of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Very cool. Very good. Yeah, I like
there.
That.
And number 3, thank you. Finally, I would almost want to go to the induction ceremony. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. You know what? I talk about it a lot. Stevie Ray, the Texas blues guitarist, considered one of the best and most influential players ever, even though he had a pretty short career, died in a helicopter crash in 1990. Stevie Ray Vaughan, I am so thrilled. Number 2, Green Day. Is it me or does it seem Green Day gets nominated every year? Does it not?
Yeah, but this is their induction.
Okay.
They were finally voted in.
This is the first year they were eligible. So Green Day's in. And number 1, I guess he passed away last year, Lou Reed.
Yes.
Lou Reed, last October he passed away. And he was inducted as part of the Velvet Underground in 1996. So this is for his solo work. So there they are.
Cool. And I believe
You missed one, I think.
I think Ringo Starr is actually going
No, that's a bonus one they're putting. That's an extra. Yeah, and I thought I knew you wouldn't miss a Beatle.
You wouldn't miss a Beatle.
It's exciting.
Gotta give them their credit.
All the Beatles are in on their own now, which is cool.
Because the Beatles don't get enough credit. Those of you hanging around Chateau Marmont.
I'm the only one that likes them, so you know.
Hoping to
it.
Catch a glimpse of Lindsay Lohan can go home. Lohan has been living in London for the past 9 months. In an interview with The Observer, she says she has no plans to return to the City of Angels. Here, let me do my best.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan. I won't live in L.A. again. Hell no, she says. My friends tell me S when they come over. I don't want to hear. I don't even know who got married and who got pregnant. You turn on the news in L.A. and it's all gossip about people I love. No, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. It's all gossip about people. I love the BBC. I haven't heard myself mentioned on TV since I've been here. That has been really weird for me and great. So she's living in London. I say more power to her.
Do you think that's probably the best thing for her?
Absolutely, to live in that environment. A lot of celebrities go overseas when they want to not deal with the crap.
Mean Girls was on TBS, I think, this past weekend.
Yeah, so
and
she's
I
happening.
Sat there and I said, this girl had everything.
Yep.
And then Hollywood just swallowed her up and spit her right out.
Getting picked by Disney as a kid. Yeah. I mean, that no one gets
tough.
That. Yeah.
And a lot of it her own doing. Yeah, yeah, I mean, really, you have to admit that. According to a new survey, 18% of people haven't bought any Christmas presents yet.
That's you?
And won't start until this Saturday.
I start making out my list at 5 o'clock p.m. on Christmas Eve.
Believe it or not, this is the last Saturday before Christmas. I'm really beginning to have a little hard time getting my head around it. Men are more likely to have procrastinated this Saturday to Saturday than women, 22% to 16%. Overall, 56% of people still aren't totally done with their shopping. The main reason people haven't bought all their gifts yet is because they didn't know what to get someone.
Hello.
Yeah, it's tough.
The number two reason is they got a gift or found out they're getting a gift from someone unexpectedly and hadn't bought them a gift. That might be true.
Old turnabout is fair play.
Thank you to my sister for sending the Hancock County Christmas wreath to us. That was very sweet.
Oh, nice.
My sister sent us a beautiful, smells like Maine. Absolutely incredible.
Oh, that's cool.
And now a little something-something, fellas. 30-year-old Lola Brush of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and her boyfriend were driving home from watching a hockey game on Saturday night when they got into a fight. It kept going. Once they got home, things got louder, and then Lola completely and utterly lost it. She actually bit off a chunk of her boyfriend's chin.
Oh, that's man.
Including some of his beard hair.
Oh.
Then she hit him with a SpongeBob SquarePants Kid snow shovel that she found outside. She also hit him with a wooden baseball bat and a full-size shovel. She was arrested for felony aggravated assault and domestic battery and could get up to 10.5 years in prison. Her boyfriend was hospitalized.
Hospital.
And the doctor said his chin needed so many stitches, they, quote, lost count.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So in honor of Lola Brush of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, here we go. Hits her mean boyfriend and bites off his chin.
I thought we were gonna crush.
Let's start from the top. Audience participation.
Okay.
Who hits her mean boyfriend and bites off his chin?
Lola Brush.
She's going to prison. She'll get 5 to 10.
Lola Brush.
She has a bad temper. She has no control.
Lola Brush.
She is the worst person that's from Jackson Hole.
Lola Brush.
Thank you very much.
TMOS Classic.
This is, I didn't realize this. Do either of you ever work in the fast food industry when you were coming up as a youngster?
Baskin-Robbins?
I never
Robbins?
Did.
Counts. Snow cones and ice cream.
I wanted to get a job at McDonald's in my hometown. It was the cherry gig. Everybody wanted to work there, and I didn't get it.
Nope. Apparently, if you work at Burger King now, they don't even print out a schedule. You have to call a hotline to get your schedule for the week.
Whoa.
So they did this, but they gave the wrong number. And this guy was getting all these calls on his cell phone, people looking for their schedule for Burger King. Well, he got pissed, and as you probably would too, and started trolling people. This is one of the best ones that he did. Girl calls just looking for her schedule.
Looks like you were scheduled this morning from 8 a.m. to 1, so you missed that one.
Oh, they didn't tell me that. They told me to call today and to find out for my schedule for Tuesday.
You know who told you that?
They didn't tell me that at all. It was William.
William, that son of a bitch. F***ing William. If you see William, you tell him that Kevin's looking for him, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, your next one is going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
So tomorrow you're actually on feathering and butchering. So when the chickens come in, you got to take all the feathers off of them. And then you need to separate the parts of the cow that we use for the patties. So that's a morning thing. It takes like an hour. It's really gross. So wear some old clothes. Those chickens, they're loud and they squawk. And you just got to, you twist the neck. And that shuts them up. And you just got to twist their neck, So it separates the spinal cord from the nerves so that they die. And you'll do about 200 chickens that way. And then you just start taking the feathers out. And then we reuse the feathers and we sell them to Walmart as down comforters. So next time you buy a comforter from Walmart, remember, those are Burger King chicken feathers.
He's a pro. This guy's a pro.
Are you kidding?
No, how do you think we turn so much profit?
It goes on. It goes on for about 12 minutes. But
that's fantastic.
That's a sweet, sweet revenge right there.
Oh, well done.
Mike, in County Cork, Ireland, there is a homeless guy by the name of Lee Furlong, and there was a fellow going around taking pictures of people in County Cork and putting them on Facebook. It allowed the family of Lee Furlong to find him, and he'll be at home with his family for Christmas for the first time in 12 years.
Oh,
that's all well and good. I just can't understand this man when he speaks.
He ended up being homeless. The ex threw me out. And I was living on the Iron Islands, like, that was the last days. In 2 years, living here and living there, you know, in different towns. And I can go home Wednesday, right? Or I can go to Gordy. It's to get off the streets anyway, you know.
So Merry Christmas, I guess.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Let's go to Florida. Actually, the basis of this story is in New Zealand. An elderly couple spent 13 hours locked inside their car because they left their auto key fob outside the car.
Oh, no.
And they didn't know they could just open the door.
Pop open the lock.
They thought they were locked in their car for 13 hours.
So sad. But
they're okay now. They're okay. Yes. Now, I don't have any audio from that, but I did go into the archive. This is from 2009, Kissimmee, Florida. The same thing happened to a lady who locked herself inside her car and called 911.
What's that? It's the emergency.
Hi. I'm at the corner of Pleasant Hill and John Young Parkway. I'm in a Walgreens parking lot. And my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. I cannot open my car. I can't get the windows down. Nothing electrical works. And it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. I need some help.
Just, are you able to pull the lock up on the door and open the door? You should be able to just pull the lock up even if it's electrical.
I've tried. Okay. All right, I got that going. Okay.
So are you able to get out of the car now?
Yes, I got the door open. Okay.
Oh, man.
No.
All righty, I'll see if I can get AAA or something.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No remorse.
No.
Right. No
just
remorse.
Stupid.
Entitlement.
Just pure stupidity.
Entitlement. Pure. So,
how do you not know that?
Yeah.
Sheer logic.
And I'm not
gets you
feeling
there.
Well.
It's hot and I'm not feeling well. But right. You know what? Thank God. Just remember, folks, if you want to unlock the door, what you need to do is unlock the door.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.